We're now, Be'ez Hashem, going to be going through what takes place before Hallel. So before Hallel, we have Shfeich HaMoscha, opening the doors, and also some, at this point, also pour out the Kos Shel Eliyahu. So we're going to go through these three things, Shfeich HaMoscha, the opening of the door, and Kos Shel Eliyahu. So, already in the Rishonim, this minig of saying Shfeich HaMoscha before Hallel is brought. This is brought in Machzeh Vitri, and it's brought in Tosfos and Brachos Daf Yud Dalet. However, you should know the Rambam, the Torah, and the Rosh do not mention this minig of Shfeich HaMoscha. Now, Shfeich HaMoscha, the Nusach, literally Shfeich HaMoscha LeGoyim, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking he should pour his wrath upon the nations that oppress us. And the question is, why is it said, and why is it said over here? So let's go through a couple of Mahalchim Be'ez Hashem. So there's a bunch of Rishonim, the Ra'ar, Rabin Mechai, Meiri, Abadram, Ran. They say the reason is because the Rishami says that the Tekonos Arba Kosos, the reason why we're sacking the four cups of wine that we drink Seder night is corresponding to the four Kosos of Peronos, corresponding to the four punishments like Kodesh Baruch Hu, is going to pour over the nations that oppress us. And therefore, as we're about to have the fourth kos, which is, the fourth kos is, Hallel is said over the fourth kos, as we're about to go into the fourth kos, therefore, we're mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the takash, Shefoich HaMoscha, they should pour this wrath over the nations. There's another mahalach, which is brought from the Rashbats, I think that's how it's pronounced. He says, Azoy. He says, the Gemara in Pesachim asks a very famous kasha. We know there's a concept called Zugas, that things should not be done in pairs. Things shouldn't be done in evens because there's some sort of potential danger to it. And the Gemara asks, how could Chazal be Mesachim Arba Kosos? That's an even number, four cups. And the Gemara answers a load of answers, but one of the answers is that because tonight is Lel Shimurim Hu Lashem. Tonight, the Seder night is considered to be a night where we're guarded. It's a Leil HaMeshum Obam and Mazikin. It's a night which we're considered to be guarded from potential danger. And because of this, when we get to the fourth coast, which is the fourth and final coast, which essentially brings us to Zugos, we are Mavakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that indeed it should be a Lel Shimurim, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shefoich HaMoscha. Pour wrath onto the nations, we're going to be protected, and any potential danger should only go onto those that oppress us. So that's why we say it at this point. So that's regarding Shefoich HaMoscha. The Ramah says that this is the Ramah in Siman Tov Pei. The Ramah says that the minig is to open the door when we say Shefoich HaMoscha. And again, the idea of opening the door is very much hemshech what we just said, i.e., it's in order for us to remember that tonight is Leil Shimurim, and we're not afraid of anything, and that's why we're opening the door, even though it's like a crazy time in the night. Nevertheless, we're still opening the door, and b'zchus emunah zu, because of this level of emunah that we have, anu nigalim. Fine. So that is about the Shefoich HaMoscha, which is said at this point, and it's also, we've also mentioned about opening the door. But we also know there's Kos Shel Eliyahu, and we know that many have the minig to pour the Kos Shel Eliyahu at this point. So let's just run through the various minhagim of when the Kos Shel Eliyahu is poured, and then we'll discuss a little bit about what exactly is this Kos Shel Eliyahu. So there are four different minhagim of when it's poured. Many do it by before Shefoich HaMoscha, like Kotam Yireach. It's also brought in Miskeres HaShulchan. There are those that say that it should be poured at the beginning of the Seder. That's brought here from the Shtei HaLechem, from Pesach Mu'ubin. Also, it's apparently mashma in the Siddur Yaivetz. And some are noig that the Balabais pours it himself. I'm not sure why that's considered to be a different time, but they bring that as a different time. There's also Minigi brings that it's poured from the leftover kosos from the third kos, meaning everyone drinks their kosher brachas hamazon, and there's going to be some wine left over in everyone's kos, and everyone leaves over a bit of the wine in their kos, and then they pour from that in order to create the Kos Shaliyo. This minig is brought in Sefer Pesach Mu'ubin, written by the Baal Knesset Gedolah, and he brings this minig. He says the Ktsas Ashkenazim they put an empty cup in the middle and they pour all of their leftovers into there. However, in Shtei Halechem, he writes this minig is a minig tols. He says it's a mistake. The reason I think why it may be a mistake is because he's supposed to be drinking the whole kos. The lechachila is to drink the entire kos. So to have a minig where you dafka leave and you do not drink the whole kos, you pour the leftovers into another kos, that's an interesting minig. But there is such a minig. There is such a minig in Klal Yisrael. Many people do taka do that. Okay. What is Pshat in Kosher Liyo? Again, these are all the parts. This is essentially part of Borich. Straight after Borich, we go into Shrei Chamoscha opening the door, and many would also pour the Kosher Liyo at this point. So what's Pshat in Kosher Liyo? Basically, two mahalachim. One up Nigla, one up sort of Nista. One mahalach is there are those that have the girsa that there's a fifth kos. So we generally take on our lach of this four koses. But there are those that have the gears that there's actually five koses. If there's five koses, then you have to have a fifth kos. The only problem is you can't really drink the fifth kos if there's only four koses, because it looks a little bit like baltosif. And therefore what we do is we pour it, we don't drink it, and we call it kos shalelio because we've got a sofik. And what do we say when we've got a sofik in halacha? We say, teku, tishbi ataris kushis vibayas, that when Eliyahu Navi comes along, he will resolve the shaylas for us. And therefore we say, this is kos shel Eliyahu. It's the kos that we don't know whether to drink or not. And we're waiting until Eliyahu Navi comes along and tells us what to do. That's very much our pinigla. It's got nothing to do with that this somehow represents the geula, but rather it's a shaylah, whether we have this fifth kos or not. However, there are others that say, they bring Bashim the Rivet, because the Rivet brings a medrash, that the Kos Chamishi is connected to the expression of a Hevesi. There's four expressions of Gola, Vaitsesi, Itzalti, Vgalti, Vilakachti. Then the next pasuk also says of a Hevesi. Because the first four expressions are expressions of being taken out of the Golas Mitzrayim. The Hevesi is referring to actually coming into Eretz Yisrael. And the Rivet says the fifth Kos is connected to the Hevesi, which is the expression of Gola. And we know that Eliyahu Navi will be the Navi who tells us he's going to give us the Besuris Tevis, he'll be Mavasa about the Gula. And therefore we call this the Kosh Eliyahu. We're waiting that Taka will be Zoicha to the fifth Kosh when we have the ultimate Gula. So again, those are the three parts before Halel, which come together with Borich, together with benching, just after benching. They are Shrei Chamascha, opening the door, and many also do pour Kosh Eliyahu at that point.